And let's take a call from Lorraine, who has been waiting in Tacoma. Hello, Lorraine.
Yes. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for waiting.
Thank you. I was last year I was diagnosed with acid reflux, and I said it. My symptoms were I didn't have any reflux. I had the mucus in the throat, and then like there was something stuck in the throat. And I went through all the testing, and they did say I had acid reflux. So I went on the Prilosec, and now I've been off of it for 3 weeks, and I have Dr. Wright's book, and I'm taking the DGL licorice.
Uh-huh.
And I don't actually have any. I write down everything I eat, and I actually don't have any reflux now that I would have to take a Rolaid or anything for. But is this going to soothe the throat so I get rid of that with the mucus that's in there? And
well, the DGL is a form of licorice, deglycerizinated licorice, and it also often helps with excessive acid production. So if the reflux is more related to excessive acid, and by the way, this is a very rare condition. A lot of people don't have enough stomach acid, and that's what's ultimately causing their reflux. But I can't tell you how many patients I've had who I've put on a little bit of hydrochloric acid and it took their reflux away immediately. So the DGL.
But when you say reflux, are you saying heartburn?
Well,
because I have the mucus. Do you understand? I have the mucus in the throat,
okay.
And I feel like there's something stuck there.
Oh, well, if it's strictly a mucus buildup, then I typically relate that more to food sensitivities. You know, if you're not feeling the heartburn or the reflux and you just have that mucus buildup, then you're probably reacting to something because that's more of an immune response. And
so,
often dairy products are the culprit there, but it could be many other things.
Okay. So taking this this DGL then isn't going to help at all.
No, we use that as sort of a natural Prilosec or a natural Tums to help the lining of the stomach repair. But yeah, it's not going to take care of that mucus. I would say.
So then you would possibly, because they diagnosed me with mild acid reflux.
Okay.
Because, see, now I know, like, if I drink seltzer water, I get it bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And anything that's really tart, sometimes I will get it, you know, have the reflux.
Yeah. I would recommend having you do a something called an E95 food panel. It checks for 95 different foods, and if you follow the recommendations based on that, oftentimes that mucus buildup just goes right away. It's
okay.
It's usually pretty effective.
And you do that in your office, or?
Yeah, we do that at Meridian Valley Lab. And if you Google that, you can get the phone number. I'm sorry, I don't have that right in front of me, but Meridian Valley Laboratory is right in Tukwila above the clinic.
Okay.
And obviously you want to avoid Prilosec because that limits your absorbability of a lot of different nutrients. So
I know that, and they had me on that for, months.
Yeah.
And I finally just said the heck with it and I quit taking it.
That's smart if you don't need it.
Okay, well thank you very much. I appreciate your program.
Thanks for the call, Lorraine.
Bye.
All right, take care. And let's do another quick break, okay? And we'll be right back.